Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so if you enjoy us, leave us a 5-star review and we will appreciate it. Thanks. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 6 of Across America. And the dog barks. I
heard a dog in the background.
All right, episode 6. Last time you were talking about meeting a couple people out there in your travels.
Yep.
And you were around Lake Whatcom.
Yeah, I talked about, I think we wrapped up where me, Tony, and Cody were walking along Lake Whatcom. We met this nice older couple that offered us some cucumber sparkling water and
the award-winning yeah. award-winning alcohol.
That was from the other guy before that, yeah.
Right, but still, right. he was part of that.
Yeah, we met a lot of nice people.
Right.
So I guess let's continue from Lake Whatcom, which is a very weird name.
It is.
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
Probably not.
It's probably like Whatcom.
And I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not on track, please let us know after we've already released this.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we record these at different times, so sometimes we got to remember where we left off.
Exactly where we were. And that's what resonated with me, was that you got free alcohol, and then you met really, really nice old people who were trying to give you trail mix, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep.
That's pretty much it.
So paint the picture from there, Robert. You've left the elderly and you guys are back out on the road and things are going so well.
They are. Now, the thing is, before I get into the next part of this story, I do want to say that my timeline might be a little off. This happened a long time ago. I don't remember exactly what day this was. I think this was day 5 of walking, maybe day 4. We did sleep on the side of the road near Lake Whatcom, like after we met those people. And we actually did this. I'll mention this. I brought my laptop for my schoolwork later on. So I had that laptop in my backpack. But I also uploaded a game, Slender Man. And I remember we were sleeping in the woods. And Tony goes like, dude, we should play a scary game right now. We're just like in the woods. And I'm like, I have Slender Man on my laptop. So that's what we ended up doing. And it started raining. And we played Slender Man on the side of the road, just on a laptop while we're sleeping in this tent.
Just for those of the people at home that don't know what Slender Man is. What exactly is the premise of this game?
Slender Man, not the game, the actual man, is a meme.
Is a
which
myth.
It was a meme that developed a myth around him about a guy who wears a suit that has no face that kills or kidnaps little children. So people started like superimposing him into like pictures, old 50s photos. It became like this whole myth lore. And they developed some PC games based on Slender Man, and there's one that came out called Slender Man: The Arrival, and I downloaded that before we left, and we played that on the road, which was a very scary thing to do in the woods.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Slender Man, he's totes creepy.
Oh yeah.
So okay, so you guys are playing this game out on the side of the road.
Yeah, just for that night, and then the next day we ended up leaving. I think late Whatcom, and we got onto 9. Highway 9, Road 9, whatever. And we were heading down to Cedro Woolley, which was the next, I think that's how you pronounce it. Again, I don't know. I don't know how you pronounce things.
Yeah, correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah, I got a frog in my throat. Not literally.
I was so worried.
I know. We were heading towards Cedro Woolley. And before we packed up for that next morning, I remember I went out to take a piss or something.
Right.
Right. As you do every morning. And Tony and Cody were talking in the tent. And I remember I came back and they both had like this very sorrowful look on their faces. And I went, what's going on?
Who deuced in their sleeping bag?
Yeah, no. It wasn't like that. Something worse, Jack. at this point.
But Robert, how could it get worse?
Let me tell you. No, Tony said, I overheard him saying, are you sure? Are you sure there's no other way? There's nothing else that you can do. And I go, hey, guys, what's up? And Cody goes, I didn't get an extension on my student loans, which he thought he was going to get an extension to pay off his student loans later. So he's like, I didn't get an extension. They're going to start charging me next month. I got to start paying it back. So I mean, I was like, so what does that mean? Like, are you can't do this? And he's like, no, like I don't have enough money to pay that and to pay for the walk. So I'm like, okay. And Tony was like, really, like you could tell, like Tony was just like, this sucks. Like you could feel it just got really depressing. So we're like, you're really going to quit? Like right now, we've only been walking for like 4 or 5 days.
Right. The airport's right there.
Yeah. Like I can see it. So he goes, yeah, I don't think there's any other way. So I remember Tony going, well, what about your parents? Like, can't your parents help you out at all? And he goes, I didn't even tell my parents I'm doing this. And like, I'm like, really? Like, Tony's mom drove him to the airport. My mom drove me and Cody to the airport. And he didn't tell his parents. But Cody's a weird guy. Cody, like, he...
Just for you listening to that, Cody, you're a weird guy.
Yeah, I mean, Cody knows that he's a weird guy. he does his own things. Like, I remember Cody's the type of guy that I would talk to for, like, 2 years. We'd hang out almost every other day, and we'd do all kinds of things. And then just one day, he'd kind of disappear, and he'd just be gone for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, he shows up again, texts me. I actually, before this walk... There was a 2-year hiatus where I didn't talk to Cody for 2 years. And then finally he just texts me, hey, I finished school. We started talking. I'm like, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. We start talking. And then I go, hey, like, what about the walk? You want to do the walk? And then that's how it kind of reimagined.
By the way, that walk we've been talking about, we're going.
You want to do it? Let's go. So that's kind of what got us talking again. But Cody always kind of disappeared. I remember one time before that, he actually disappeared and went to Egypt and lived in Egypt for 2 years.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, he just disappeared. No one knew that until he started posting pictures on Facebook.
Right.
And we're like, dude, what? You're in Egypt? He's like, yeah, I've been living here for months now. We're like, what the hell? So anyways, that's kind of Cody. So he didn't have the funds to do it. And part of me was like, is it that or... Is he also realizing maybe that this... And I don't want to say that, like, he was weakening out or anything.
No. Nothing like that.
But maybe, like, he realized, like, that this was going to take a long time, that it was a lot tougher than imagined, and, like, it was just a lot of strain. And we were only doing, like, 15 miles a day, and I remember when we were first talking, Cody was saying, like, oh, yeah, we'll do 30, 35 miles a day, and it just wasn't...
Doable.
Yeah, we were just weren't doing it. So... I mean, regardless, it seemed like he was going to quit, and me and Tony tried to talk him out of it. We couldn't really, like, help him with the funds, though, because we saved up just really enough money for us. So he just goes, no, I think I'm going to quit. Like, I think this is it. I'm not going to keep going. So we're like, this sucks. It's day 5, and you're quitting, which just leaves me and Tony now. So we're like, all right, that's fine. So that... whole morning was just standing on the side of the road as he called a taxi to come pick him up, and we just stand there, and like the taxi pulls up. I remember me and Tony like take pictures of him like disappearing. He gets in the taxi and he drives and back to the airport where we arrived,
back to Bel Air.
Yeah. And when he gets to the airport, I ended up, because his parents didn't know he was even doing this, I had to call my mom and say, hey, can you pick up Cody from the air, like from TIA, Tampa International Airport, and take him home. This is the other thing. He didn't even have a home to go back to. His parents moved.
Oh no!
Like to the other side of the state. Yeah. Like they moved to a different city. They sold it their house. So when he came back, he was actually living here in my house. My mom let him stay in, like, my place.
Yeah.
And that was it. That's where he lived for like a few months until I got back. Yeah.
He lived here until you got back?
Well, he lived here for about 3 months and then he ended up moving out. I forget. I don't even know. At that point, I don't remember where he went.
Did he leave you a well-stocked pantry?
No. Honestly, I don't even know. I don't even think I had much in my pantry. I think I got rid of most of it when I left. But I do know that he was just, you know, looking for a job when he came back. But when he left, I remember me and Tony... seeing him get in that taxi and like drive off, like we were quiet for the rest of the day. Like we didn't talk or anything. We kind of just walked single file.
You're probably both sitting there wondering which one of us is it going to be
next.
Yeah. Right. What's going to happen next? How could you have predicted, you know, hell yeah, we're going to walk across the country. We've all saved all this money and we're going to lose somebody less than a week, essentially.
Yeah.
It was, out on the road.
Yeah. It was kind of like heartbreaking. And like, I think Tony took it more to heart than I did. Like, cause I honestly thought that there might be a time when somebody quit. I just did not think within a week.
That early.
Yeah. I thought like maybe Wyoming or something like that, like halfway through, it just kind of seemed like too much. But yeah, that after like Cody left, me and Tony just kind of, we headed to Cedro Woolley. I text my mom. I'm like, hey, can you pick him up from the airport? He'll let me know like the time that he's going to arrive.
Yeah.
She goes, that's fine.
Are you coming with him? Your father wants to know.
Yeah. I was like, nope, I'm not quitting either. So she, after I talked to my mom, we head to Cedro Woolley. We get to Cedro Woolley, and I remember we stopped at a Subway. We're charging our electronics. There's a storm moving in, and Tony went to talk on the phone, and like, at this point, I didn't know what he was saying on the phone. I don't know who he was talking to or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if he was talking to his girlfriend, because he had a girlfriend at the time, and I don't know if he was talking to his parents. But he went off on the phone, and later on, this was like almost a month later, I find out that he was talking to his girlfriend saying, like, this kind of sucks. It's only me and Robert now. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't even know if we should, like, do this. And I'm like, this kind of, like, that's what he was thinking. So, like, I'm like, this might just be me eventually.
Yeah.
But at that point, I was like, no.
He told you that a month after?
Yeah, he told me that way later.
Hey, by the way, I was going to bail on you that night. Remember that Subway that we shared?
We
both split that cold cut combo, and I was like, this dude's going to be walking by himself.
This guy's going to be all alone in a month. No.
Just kidding. I obviously don't know either one of these dudes, but, you know, to each their own, life happens.
I was thinking the same thing.
Situations go on, and there's not really much you can do about it. And I can imagine, you know, if my girlfriend or significant other was back home and I'm out on the road, and
you don't
group
know how long
is dwindling, and we're 5 days into
people just dropping off.
Right. I'm like, oh man, what am I doing?
Yeah. I honestly kind of felt that way too. Not that I was ever like really thinking of quitting, but it was just more of like, ugh, this kind of sucks. Like, we already lost somebody. It's been 5 days and we already lost somebody. Like, if Tony quits, then it's just going to be me or something. Like, I don't know. And I wasn't even getting cell service for my phone like that great. Like, it just kept going in and out. I'm like, what if I get stuck somewhere and I have no service? I can't follow GPS. My phone dies and I'm by myself. But anyways, all those things were kind of racing through my mind, and apparently Tony's too.
Yeah.
So it was a rough day, and it just kind of felt like too soon. But that night, I was still talking to my mom when we did get to Subway. We were using their Wi-Fi. Told her about Cody, and then she said, I told her that there was a storm coming in, that me and Tony were going to walk through Cedro Woolley, try to find a place to camp. And she was like, why don't you guys just get like a motel for the night? And I was like, well, I don't really want to spend the money. She's like, no, I'll pay for it. Just get a motel, figure out what you guys want to do, and then continue.
Yeah.
So I go, okay. So we got a motel.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mommy. But
I'm not making I was trying to make fun of you. That's legit. Yeah, Mom, coming through in the clutch.
No, I was like, that works out for me. So she got us a hotel. It was a motel or hotel, I don't remember. But we stayed there for the night. Tony ended up watching basketball, and I think like I went over to this restaurant. Like, me and Tony were just not talking that day.
Yeah.
So he was watching basketball. I went over to this restaurant and got like some calzone or something that was next door.
Yeah.
Came back, and then we just kind of sat there. And then I remember later at night, we kind of mentioned like we were trying to figure out like if it really was like Cody's, like he didn't have the funds to pay for it, or if it was just like he realized what this walk was going to be like now, mm-hmm. now that you're doing it, you know?
It's, you know, I think personally, and this is not, I mean, obviously I don't speak for either one of them, but when you're in a situation like that and you're walking every day 15, 30 miles and things start to suck or get boring, that makes that decision heck of a lot easier to go ahead and say, yeah, you know what? forget it. I don't like this.
Well, and the thing is, I've had friends that have joined like the military, and before they go into the military or the army or the Marines or whatever branch, before they go into it, they're all like hoorah and like all excited.
Yeah.
But then like they get into it, and then I've had, you know, a lot of my friends did really well in the military and they're fine. But then I had some friends that got into it and they're like, oh, this isn't that great.
I think we all know some people like that, you know, either got injured or got injured, quotation marks.
Yeah.
I personally don't know of any people that done that, but I've heard the stories all over the place from people that were in it and did, you know, stick with it, that, you know, some people have it, some people don't.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's like anything that's grueling physically is also grueling mentally. And I think you got to be mentally prepared. I think because Cody, like I, you know, when I was ready for the walk, I was uploading my podcast or my iPod with podcasts, audiobooks, music, like every kind of thing. So I knew that, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day, I was going to be walking.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that it eventually was going to get boring at some point to have some stuff. Cody only brought like music with him. And then I remember like, he said like a couple times, like, oh, this is like boring and stuff. And I was like, yeah, like, it's going to get even more boring.
What did
soon.
You think was going to happen?
Yeah, it's just walking
out here.
Yeah. Just walking. So I don't know. But again, it could also be that because he did think he was going to get an extension on his loan. So I'm like, it just sucked that he didn't have the money to the means to keep going because it just, you know, it hit us. But
yeah,
we continued.
Yep.
We continued.
Down a man. Down a man.
Down one. That's, from 3 to 2. And who knows from there?
Who knows? Who knows?
I know.
Do I show up? I don't.
We don't know yet.
Spoiler alert.
We don't know. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Jack doesn't show up.
I do not show up on this magical walk. I'm just here to hear about it later. Much like you wonderful, wonderful people who have tuned in to listen to Seven Lamb Productions, sixth release of Across America.
That was smooth.
You can find our information on www.7lamb.com in October. Friend is working on it. He's working diligently to get the website up and going.
Yep.
And we really appreciate Friend. Friend is the bomb.
We have a friend who is trying to get this stuff going for
us. And Friend, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Second time I've shouted out to you today, Friend. Facebook.com/7lambpodcast. That's the number 7. You can hit us on Twitter at 7lambpodcast with the number 7. You can email us at the number 7lambpodcasts@gmail.com and find all this content on iTunes or at blogtalkradio.com/SEVEN lamb.
Tune in next week to find out.
A little bit of a short one, but.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
To find out what happened after Cody.
After Cody left.
Because BC, before Cody.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk about AC.
AC.
Yeah, what happened?
Was the walk that much cooler without AC? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here all week.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.